Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Laughing all the way.
Well, good evening and welcome to an abbreviated addition to the John Whitmer Show. Hope you had a happy and safe Thanksgiving holiday. Welcome to those of you who've been listening to the Kansas City Chiefs post-game show. And we've already started off the Christmas music, I notice. You know, I'm just not used to not hearing Kansas as my opener. We're going to have to change that. We're going to have to fix that. No, Kansas is my opener. Thank you for joining us. Like I said, for an abbreviated version of the John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from America's heartland here on Wichita's home for local conservative talk radio, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. We have a great lineup for you this evening. It should be really kind of fun. It's unique. Coming up at 8:30, we have an exclusive interview. You should have seen the list of folks. So we had to basically ask to get this interview. And the stations, the markets that got this interview, as I got the email confirmation, it was Chicago, L.A. twice, San Francisco, New York, New Orleans, Wichita. It was amazing to see this list of markets.
Wichita's number one talk, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
And here we were, little Wichita, Kansas. That's right. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, getting an exclusive interview with Pulitzer Prize winning investigative reporter and author Ronan Farrow. So he will be with us. He's going to share with us the intrigue behind some of the biggest stories of this generation, the abuses of Harvey Weinstein, Matt Lauer, and the subsequent cover-up at NBC and at MSNBC for that matter. It's truly an amazing opportunity. I was thrilled to death to be able to have it. Also, we'll talk with Dave Traubert from the Kansas Policy Institute about how the sharp decline in student test scores have left the Kansas Association of School Boards scrambling for excuses and, not surprisingly, calling for more money. There's a shocker. That's what they always do. We need more money. I'll share a few Thanksgiving messages from previous presidents, and that those resonate even more so now than today. And these messages from previous presidents, the proclamations from previous presidents, are really fascinating when you dig into them. And, of course, we want to hear from you. Our studio lines, as always, are open 316-869-1330. You know, it's been an interesting week if you look at the different coverage, and we're going to, after the top of the hour break, we're going to talk a little bit about the Democratic presidential campaign and some of the chaos and the craziness that's going on there. But I did want to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving, since we just came off the holiday. Since the founding, our elected leaders have given thanks to God, frankly, from George Washington's first proclamation in 1789 to President Trump's in 2018, Thanksgiving proclamations have been declared by U.S. presidents 164 times. They've been proclaimed during times of war, times of plenty, times of famine, times of struggle, strife, peace, and hope. And, you know, it's interesting, presidential Thanksgiving proclamations have always kept God at the center of the message. A change occurred, however, with the first Thanksgiving proclamation from Barack Hussein Obama in 2009. God was only mentioned once while quoting Washington. So he didn't even say it himself. He was quoting Washington. From 2010 to 2015, God received only a few passing references from President Obama. And he, as he stressed, you know, the cultural cultural contributions of different folks, talked about secular humanism and how Americans should be thankful not to God, but to each other. And in Obama's Thanksgiving proclamation in 2016, God was absent entirely. And what's remarkable about the proclamations is their consistency. If you look at them over time, Americans have been called to meet in their homes, to worship, to rest from work, and to think back and ponder in prayers of gratitude to God. Andrew Johnson said, "Resting and refraining from secular labors allows us to be reverent, to reverently and devoutly give thanks to our Heavenly Father." Grant, back during the times of the Civil War, said, "It becomes a people thus favored to make acknowledgement to the Supreme Author." In 1944, FDR gave one of the most explicitly Christian Thanksgiving proclamations when he said, "After thanking our Heavenly Father for the success of D-Day and the start of Europe's liberation from tyranny, FDR suggested that Americans engage in daily readings of Holy Scripture." Can you imagine what would happen today if President Trump were to say something like that? The left would lose their pucky. I mean, they would lose it if he came out and called on people to have daily readings of the Scripture. And gratitude for heaven's grace on the United States goes back to Washington's proclamations, where he wrote of signal favors of providence and God's divine beneficence in protecting and preserving the nation. Indeed, regular affirmations of providence continued in proclamations from Truman, Eisenhower, Nixon, JFK, Carter, Reagan, both Bushes, even Clinton. And yet, Obama didn't feel the need. Fortunately, with his first opportunity, President Trump returned the Thanksgiving proclamations to its religious origins, imploring Americans to seek God's protection, guidance, and wisdom. So we're going to play for you the president's 2018 proclamation. And this was his first opportunity, and he continued the trend to declare the nation's, quote, strong faith in God and how it remains a beacon of hope to all Americans.
On behalf of Melania, myself, and the entire Trump family, I want to wish everyone a wonderful Thanksgiving. From the very beginning of our nation, Americans have come together to remember our blessings and give thanks to God. This Thanksgiving, we remember more than 200,000 brave Americans who are currently serving overseas. We thank God for every patriot who serves our nation in uniform. We also pause to pray for all of those who have suffered loss this year, especially survivors and families of the innocent Americans who were victims of the horrific and hateful acts of violence. And we pray for everyone affected by catastrophic storms and devastating wildfires that have ravaged communities in California. Every American heart is with those impacted by these terrible tragedies. We thank every firefighter, first responder, and law enforcement officer who raced into danger to save so many lives. These are brave people. These are great people. These are special people. Our spirits are lifted as we witness Americans across the country rescue those who are in danger, support those who are in need, and come together to rebuild homes and restore hope. This Thanksgiving, we express our profound gratitude to the family and friends who enrich our lives, to the neighbors who strengthen our communities, and to our fellow citizens who make this glorious nation into a beautiful home. We are all thankful for the incredible prosperity booming all across our land. We thank God for the blessing of being American, the joy of spending time with loved ones, and the sacrifices made by the heroes who keep America safe, strong, and free. Thank you, God bless you, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
You know, that's a message. That's a presidential message. For all of the rantings and wailings and gnashings of teeth from the left about how the president isn't presidential, that's presidential. I hope you had a happy and safe Thanksgiving holiday. Thank you for listening this past year. It has been a privilege for me. Coming up after the break, we're going to talk a little bit about what happened this week. We'll talk about presidential elections. We'll talk about the crazy nuts on the left. And then, coming up at 8:30, Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative reporter Ronan Farrow will be with us. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!